Welcome to the eMind Podcast with Dr. Carrie Oberbrunner, where we're committed to helping you think like an entrepreneur and gain an exponential advantage. This podcast is sponsored by Igniting Souls and Cedarville University. And now, get ready for the eMind.
Folks, we're talking today about fact or fiction and all kinds of things related to, I think, employee retention. But Steve's going to tell us more. Welcome, Steve. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing well. Thank you.
So listen, I have your website up. I have all kinds of things that we're going to be showing here in a moment. But what do you do and what are you going to be talking about at the Cedarville Impact Conference?
Yeah. So my name is Steve Black. I work at a company called Brixey and Meyer, where we are a business advisory and CPA firm. So we work with many companies, and really where I would say where our focus is, the companies that we really, really do well with in terms of helping out are those companies that want a strategic partner to help them grow and need somebody, a partner, to help them gain clarity. So I work with a lot of companies in the people space. So I'd really divide it up into where we work with people. I work with organizations about people strategies. So how do we find, develop, and keep great talent? How we go about developing leaders, and how do we build strategic plans that really align with the people strategy that they have to meet some of those big strategic aims that they have?
I love this. This is a passion of mine. I'm a two business owner.
Oh, nice. And
yeah. So, I mean, it's not theory for me, man. Like, I teach entrepreneurship at Cedarville. This is nice. A new gig, but yeah, the other days of the week I'm running the businesses. And I'll tell you what, Steve, I'll tell you why people should definitely pay attention. You know this better than anyone. In fact, that's why I'm teeing the question up to you. But the cost of retention, meaning mishires. I heard this book, Top Grading. It was written a bunch of years ago, but it said that at the C-suite level, if you hire the wrong person, the cost of hiring a new one is like 15x.
Yeah.
Like, why is that? What I was trying to talk to my wife about this last night. Like, why is that?
Yeah, I know. It's and I don't even know how you totally quantify it. I mean, it could be 100x because there's so many of you have the tangible things. So take onboarding cost and all the equipment cost and pieces that you have that go into that. But there's all that ripple effect that goes down. So all of the individuals that person does damage to and with by creating more misalignment, ambiguity, and just the lack of accountability that takes place, that ripple effect just starts going down through the whole organization. So I think that's one cost that's there. The other hidden cost that we would talk about is the opportunity cost. You know, this person creating so much damage in the organization starts to take away different opportunities from other ventures that people could go into, other opportunities that people have of, focusing on new innovations. So all that distraction, I think that probably the third cost, I would say, that goes into it, that goes along right along with this, is the cost of mistrust. So there's a formula quite a bit that helps companies see that if you want to build this compelling culture, if you want to build something that's really going to last, you have to focus on building trust. That's going to be the fuel of a really compelling culture. So trust equals clarity plus alignment plus accountability. Mm. The opposite of that is mistrust equals ambiguity plus misalignment plus unaccountability. And I think exactly what you talked about. You get somebody at the C-suite, and the ripple effect that they're going to have and the mistrust that puts down throughout the whole organization, not just with them, but then your leadership group. So when you say 15X, I think it could be much higher than that. Just you can't even quantify some of those things.
Well, I'll tell you why I'm passionate about this, because look, Patrick Lencioni talks about the five dysfunctions of a team. One of them is right out of the gate, trust.
Yep.
And I've worked in toxic environments. It affects you, man. Like, you can't leave work at home. Like, I'm an insomniac anyway. So, you know, I'd be getting up in the middle of the night being like, oh my gosh, like, you know, and then there are certain meetings where you just don't want to go to because you leave drained. So I agree. I think that we always hear, our people are our greatest asset. Well, mm-hmm. that's true, but the opposite is true too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, let's take Elon Musk for a moment. You know, what did he do when he got into Twitter? Like, he cleaned house. What do sports teams do? If they have an athlete who's toxic, they want to get rid of that athlete. Why do you think this is true, Steve? Why are sports, churches, if a dude has a moral failure, what do they do? Like, why is this happening?
You know, it goes back that piece of trust that comes into it. Once that is eroded and once that is destroyed, you can't, and going back to Lencioni's work, he talks about that as the foundation, that you can't get into some of those even bigger and more seen levels of a functional team.
Wow.
You can't get into, let's say, productive conflict.
Yeah.
If I don't trust the person across the table from me, we're talking about a really complex topic that's taking place. Mm. We can't even start to have a good conflict that is not adversarial, but good conflict that gets us at a better option and be able to innovate and be more creative. And so you're not even able to get to some of those things that take place. I think you see that in a lot of corporations right now. Yeah. Where you see that people, I mean, I would totally be making up a statistic, but there's got to be something out there that if you really take people within the organization and their percentage of engagement, percentage of productivity, and percentage of, let's call it, creative energy, it's so minimal.
Yeah.
Because people show up and it's like, well, I don't know if I can really trust you. So why am I going to be pouring in more and more to this organization?
The Gallup poll does this annual thing. You've probably seen it, but it's like an engagement survey. Mm-hmm. And usually the numbers are always around actively engaged. Yeah. It's like only like 16 to 17%. And then you add the neutral people. Plus there's this category called actively disengaged, which the term is like, they're literally trying to drive the bus off the cliff. I mean, we've seen this, right, in companies where somebody's actually stealing from the company, they're sabotaging it, they're creating gossip, they're the drama king, the drama queen. Where's that point? And then you take the other point of it's a job. And like the few that are there out of 100 people, it's like 17 people.
Is that crazy? Yeah. It's not surprising, but it's a shame.
Yeah.
You know, I with companies that I work with, there's kind of a premise I go into, and the space I'm in with people, leadership and strategy. I think people are pretty cool. And if I'm working with a client and they don't think that, they're missing out, because when you really get a mindset, and I think especially when we start to take a biblical mindset of when we look at mankind and God being, or man being created in God's image, that there is such an opportunity there within the workplace to drive greater engagement and get better results. And I just am amazed when I walk into organizations and they look at, you know, I don't even totally like the term human resources somewhat.
Yeah.
Because it's like, well, there's another resource, check, we got that. Oh, I worked at a company one time when you mentioned about culture being in a toxic culture. I had a coach and I was going through a time with a company where it was toxic. It was awful. And she looked at me and she said, now you understand the value of culture.
Ooh.
She goes, you've only been in good cultures. Now you're in a really toxic one.
Wow.
Now she goes, start journaling, start writing down everything that it impacts. And I just sat there just thought, wow, in this organization, some of the leadership would come to me and say, you know what? We didn't meet our earnings call. So we've got to get rid of X amount of people and then turn right around and say, oh, we have to go on a hiring frenzy because we're making too much money.
That's so crazy.
And it was that constant cycle where it's like, if you don't have this valuing and you don't create that culture within the workforce, you're not going to create that competitive advantage. And that's what we're going to talk about when I speak at this conference. That the facts and fiction that are out there around going and finding and keeping great people, so much of that X factor is, what is your competitive advantage that you can control within your organization, and that's culture. There's going to be some other things we talk about, but that's going to be ground zero. And if you really want that multiplier of effect by people within the organization, you got to focus on that.
So good. I know we got like 2 minutes left. I've heard the phrase, culture eats strategy for breakfast. Have you ever heard that?
Yeah. Yeah.
But I mean, it's true. Like, you can have all the strategy in the world, right? The best plans. But if your culture is horrible, you're going to get lit up. So why did you say yes? I mean, your session sounds amazing. It truly is. People who go, even if they can't pick your breakout, I believe we're recording every single one, but like, why did you say yes?
I'd say a number of reasons. One, I'm passionate about just this space and this topic. You know, the work that we do, we get a really cool opportunities to go into companies, work with different clients, and be able to help them build out more of that, what's called the talent strategy, or more help be that talent architect with them and build that out. So one, I love the work. Two, you couple that with just Christian entrepreneurs and Christian business owners have such a unique opportunity to be able to leverage their organization, leverage their businesses for kingdom work. And I think that is such, no, I won't say, I think I know that is a worthy endeavor. However, there's so many businesses that, and it's the one word I always outlaw within any workshop I am. Nobody can use the word busy, because I believe busy is the biggest detriment to people really growing and dreaming big, because we get caught in the tyranny of the urgent, and we aren't doing some deeper thinking, and we aren't doing some of that really important work. And I believe that business owners, business leaders have an opportunity to really make a difference within their workplaces. And then you scale that even more for a person who's a believer and running a business, that they get that opportunity to do some really cool stuff to have a kingdom impact.
I love it. Folks, it's cedarville.edu/impact. It's the first ever of its kind that we're doing. And there's incredible people like Steve and all kinds of people, Dallas Jenkins of The Chosen series. I mean, it's going to be mind blowing those couple days. So, Steve, we are super excited for that. Obviously, we've highlighted your company as well. And I think the last thing I would ask you is, why should somebody spend a day and a half coming to Cedarville? What would you tell them?
Yeah. One, if you're a growth minded individual, being around other people that are growth minded, it just, it's energizing.
Yep.
That would be the primary reason. And also, I believe it's an opportunity to not only just hear and learn, but also be able to just trade ideas and get to know more people that have just a similar passions in life.
Fantastic. Well, thanks so much for being here today, Steve, and we'll see you in Ohio very soon.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the eMind Podcast with Dr. Carrie Oberbrunner. We look forward to hearing from you and how you're applying the eMind. Please share your story by submitting a review on your platform of choice. We read every single one. This podcast is sponsored by Igniting Souls and Cedarville University. Visit ignitingsouls.com/emind and cedarville.edu for more help in your entrepreneurial journey.